Of the many expressions of grief and loss we're hearing on the death of Robin Williams, we're also hearing a question. How could someone with everything, maybe one of the most beloved people on the planet, have severe depression, which he'd been battling for decades? Now, there are too many who know the answer, but many who genuinely don't. Dr. Hirsch Trivedi is a psychiatrist and chief medical officer for Vanderbilt Behavioral Health in Nashville. Dr. Trivedi, start answering that question with what is depression and manic depression?
Sure. Depression is specifically felt as a persistent feeling of sadness, one that affects how they eat, how they sleep, how they're able to function at work or at school. Bipolar disorder is a little bit different. It's basically not just feeling sadness, but also having periods of time where you feel like you're on top of the world, where you have special powers or could do things that normal people wouldn't otherwise be able to do. You almost become irrational, but it's an irrational euphoria. Manic depression is another term for bipolar disorder. And what happens there is that you have people who may sometimes experience depression, sometimes may experience euphoria, or they might actually be in a mixed state where they could be experiencing both at the same time.
And when you said depression was this feeling of, I mean, we've heard people can't get out of bed. It's almost becomes more like a flu. You're talking about a brain disease.
We are. In the course of normal life, we can have something bad happen to us. Somebody, you know, a child gets a bad grade on a test, we hear about our loved one passing away, and we become sad. Depression is something very different. It's something that really persists over a span of time, and despite your best efforts, it really overcomes you to the point where it really is all-encompassing. Either you may sleep a lot or you may sleep very little. You may be a wonderful mother, get your kids out to school every day, and all of a sudden it's hard to even get up in the morning to get your kids ready for school. Things that you normally would do quite easily, you have no ability to get done, or it becomes almost a monumental task to get
done.
And
again, this isn't just some feeling that you're ruminating on. It is a signal from the brain.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Well, that answers the people who say, but he was a comic. Robin Williams was funny.
Exactly. And yet, but part of the issue here is also, for a lot of stars, there is the persona that we see, and then there's really what happens behind the scenes. And for a lot of people with depression, this is the difficulty that comes up.
Well, this is one of the things that you told us struck you about Robin Williams. I mean, not only that he had this bubbly, we see it as manic, too, exterior,
right.
But and something else was going on inside, but, you know, he was very public about his drug use.
And this is one of the things that's very difficult. A lot of people that are in the spotlight, we hear about their issues with drug abuse. The thing that we don't hear about is how many of them are dealing with other significant or serious mental illness, such as depression, such as bipolar disorder. And it's simply not in vogue to say, hey, I'm really feeling sad, depressed, suicidal, or right now I'm about to become manic. It really is one of these things where, for whatever reason, it is a lot easier to come out with the idea, oh, I'm checking myself into a rehab because I'm having difficulty with cocaine or pot, or, you know.
Well, meanwhile, we've talked here before about the connection between drug addiction and depression. They're both brain diseases, but also the drugs can help, for a while anyway, mask the depression. But conversely, we've been hearing today that often medications that fight depression also reduce the mania, the fun part of the illness, if you will.
Sure.
And that's why people don't like to take them.
That's exactly right. What we really find is if somebody is just depressed, it's a miserable feeling to feel depressed day after day after day. That actually causes people to want to get help and to feel better. The problem is that when someone's manic, it's the happiest they've ever felt in their lives. And part of the difficulty when you help people get treatment for their bipolar disorder or their manic depression, what ends up happening is you're basically blunting that really high feeling. And a lot of the people that are bipolar will say, particularly for those that are creative, they'll say, I can't be myself, I can't write my music, I can't be a comedian, I can't do my acting if I'm not in a somewhat high euphoric state. And basically there's this perception it also takes away from their creativity.
Well, given all of that, what should people take away from this? Especially we know there might have been people who looked up to Robin Williams for his heroic struggle with these two twin diseases, addiction and depression.
I think the most important thing to keep in mind here is there is help available. Depression and manic depression, as well as addiction, those are all diseases that are just as real as heart disease and cancer. Treatment can be effective, and you owe it to yourself, and you're worth it to try to get the help that you need.
How many people die of depression?
It's very difficult because not everyone that has depression ever gets diagnosed or even treated. What we can say is within the U.S., 30,000 Americans die by suicide every year, and about 500,000 attempt suicide but are unsuccessful.
One of the things that Robin Williams did say when he talked about his depression was, I have to remember I'm loved, and to pick up a phone and call a friend.
Exactly. And I think this is one of the hardest things about the illness, because your mind, when you're depressed or when you're manic, fools you into believing things that aren't necessarily true, but that's because the organ of the body that is affected is the one that also helps you think. It's very hard to see how things could ever potentially get better. You may have all the loved ones around you, but you may not be able to see that you're actually that loved.
Even Robin Williams. Dr. Hirsch Trivedi, a psychiatrist and chief medical officer for Vanderbilt Behavioral Health. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin.
So, tough day. And if it gets too tough, we have numbers and resources.